Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian National Narcotics Agency, BNN, and the Russian government are planning to launch a joint program to boost the capacity of BNN's personnel to combat drug abuse and trafficking. Head of the BNN, Commissioner General Martinus Hukom, discussed the plan during a meeting with the Deputy Russian Ambassador to Indonesia, Veronika Novoselvet. We should say Veronika Novoselva in Jakarta on July 17, 2025. In a statement released here on Monday, as quoted by antaranews.com, Hukom emphasized that Indonesia urgently needs such an initiative, given that the number of drug abusers in the country reached roughly 3.33 million in 2023. The North Sumatra Regional Disaster Management Agency has said that 7 districts in the province have sounded an emergency alert for drought and forest and land fires. Head of Emergency Management Equipment and Logistics of North Sumatra, Sri Wahyuni Pancasilawati, said in media on Monday the districts comprise Toba, Samosir, Simalungun, Humbangan, Sundutan, Karo, Dairi, and Otapanuli. According to the data from North Sumatra Regional Mitigation Agency, the emergency alert in Toba district will remain in place from May the 1st until September 30th. 2025. And listener, that's the news.
Aku rindu. Enjoying a cup of coffee at coffee plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Nada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General ESP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Halo pagi yang indah, dengarkanlah sebentar saja. Sudah ku rencanakan hari ini, aku yang punya. Takkan ku terganggu,
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Harry Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Iki tak kawe mung kanggo kowe sing paling tak tenani nganti saiki.
Sama de from China Open 2025 Indonesian Mix Double Team, Rehan Noval, Kus Haryanto and Gloria Emmanuel Wijaya took another step into the second round of China Open 2025 after defeating the team from India, namely Ashut and Amrutha, with 21-12 and 21-17 in a match held at Olympic Sports Center Gymnasium, Kunzhou. And as quoted from rri.co.id, it seems that for today, the Indonesian badminton teams are still gonna fight a lot in the first day in the Big 32 of China Open 2025. And in here, listener, Indonesia deployed our best 12 to join the BWF World Super Tour, World 2 Super 1000 China Open 2025.
Saatnya kita make a move now, yeah. This is our summertime.
Yeah, we're free as a bird, as a plane.
Hey yo, oh my god, it's Superman.
To your mind, sekarang, saat ini.
Let's live it all, wild and free, yeah.
Bebaskan dirimu, biar sebebas laguku. Warnai harimu, biar sebiru langitku. Sambut harimu, dan katakan kepadaku, kau siap menuju, menuju kenangan baru.
Kita muda dan berbeda, hadapi hari bersama. Let's fly away and don't come back, so let's go.
Summertime!
it. Oh, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime.
Well, there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang city center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person, or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and profession learning for school children.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Drive me to the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my only wife. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. And do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me? Nothing is for real. Do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me? Time, it's the loneliest people in life.
disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil garis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Terjumpa hari yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long.
Terjumpa hari yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long.
Earlier, we talked about Rehan and Gloria stepping forward to the next round in China Open 2025. Sadly, Alwi Farhan in men's single must admit the power of Kurnia Fiditsorn from Thailand, aka he loses in the battle with a score of 21-10, 15-21, and 18-21 in Tuesday's match. And according to Alwi, as quoted from Mary.co.id, he admitted his mistakes in the third game because he was, well, getting hurried on crucial points. But nevertheless, he appreciated the skill of Kurniavut, who controlled the game and even the court itself.
Dengarkanlah lagu ini. Buang semua bebanmu, jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dan tuman musik ini. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. We can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Bersama-sama satukan semangat kita. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cheers.
Kau tadi sisiku,
yep.
Memang kau jauh dariku,
yeah.
Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu,
yeah. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes, it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau a little.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Oh, wow.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu.
Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out.
Work it
I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Oh, jangan kau ragu lagi. Ku kan selalu peduli. Jangan kau takut, ku akan pergi. Karena kau selalu ada di hati.
After this, you'll be listening to a story about Galuh in Ciamis, West Java. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Dari sisimu dalam hatiku, terukir nampamu,
mamamu,
jangan kau ragu takut aku pergi dari.
great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Penanjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Petilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngorak, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. We'll be right back. Ciamis traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year. A very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Ciamis. Existence of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Gutap, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Gutap. Based on report from the Marketing Office of West Java Province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galu royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galu was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulian as a milestone of the history of Galu Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Of cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galu as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bernafas di dalam cinta yang telah kau beri. Meski sempat ku rasa ini takkan terjadi, namun ku akui ku jatuh cinta lagi. Kesendirianku berakhir di sini. Kutemukan hidup yang baru bersama denganmu. Kusatukan lagi serpihan hati ini atas dasar cintamu. Ku kembali.
Ku rasa kembali jatuh hati ini ke dalam rasa yang dulu yang telah membunuhku. Bersama dirimu bernafas lagi, bernafas di dalam cinta yang telah kau beri. Meski sempat ku rasa ini takkan terjadi, namun ku akui ku jatuh cinta lagi. Bersama denganmu ku satukan lagi serpihan hati ini atau
atas dasar cintamu hidupku kembali. Bersama denganmu ku satukan lagi serpihan hati ini
atas dasar cintamu,
atas dasar cintamu.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs, as the title means mother and father. The song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Mencari akan raja kini.